Discipleship requires faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to follow Jesus Christ. If you do not really believe in Him, you will not obey Him, and you will not get to know Him. Many people say that they believe in Jesus Christ for their salvation, but they do not know Him because they do not obey Him. And you will not get to know Jesus Christ if you don't obey Him. You have to act on your faith. You have to obey Him because you believe in Him. And if you believe and obey Him, if you repent, turn from your wicked ways and from serving yourself, turn away from sin and accept Jesus as your Lord and Master, and you are baptized in water, then He rewards you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, His very own presence in you, with you. You will get to know Him for real. But if you do not act on your faith, if you do not obey Him, if you do not repent and stop sinning, He will not come into your life. You will not get to know Him. Your faith has to be proven by your actions, your deeds. Faith without works is dead. If you do not follow and obey Jesus Christ, you do not believe in Him. You do not know Him. And you do not belong to Him. And you do not have salvation. If you do not follow Jesus, then you prove that you do not believe in Him. Because Jesus said, whoever wishes to come after Me must deny himself, pick up his cross every day, and come here, follow Me. You can only follow Jesus if you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you've repented, been baptized in water, been filled with the Holy Spirit, because then only can you hear His voice, and then only can you follow Him. Many people accept Jesus, they're baptized in water, some of them receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they never start following Jesus Christ because they did not really believe. If you believe, you will go after Him, you will obey Him, you will listen to Him, you will hear Him, He will send you. You will go where He sends you. You will leave everything behind on His word, on what He has spoken to you. Faith comes by the hearing of the word of God. It is when Jesus speaks to you, when He calls you, when He sends you, that you believe and you act and you do and you go where He sends you. And you are rewarded by His intervention. You see the hand of God moving miraculously. You see lives being changed. You see people get to know Jesus Christ for real. You see how God provides when He sends you. Because He's God Almighty. He does not work by human methods. He's God. When He sends you, He goes with you, but you have to obey Him. You have to follow Him. And if you're not willing to go by His word, by that which He tells you, which He commands you to do, then you did not believe. Or you were unwilling. But you prove that you do not really believe Jesus Christ. The world will know that we are His disciples because we bear the fruit. We are like Jesus. We do His works. We go where he sends us. And Jesus Christ reveals himself to us, in us, through us, and to those who truly believe. Do you truly believe? Are you bearing fruit? Without Jesus, we can do nothing. We can only do the works of God if we believe, if we listen, hear, follow, and obey Jesus Christ. Because then we do his works, not natural works, not that which the church does. We're not building churches. We are building the kingdom of God because we truly bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They know him for real. They follow him and they obey him, and thereby they prove that they believe. They prove that they are disciples of Jesus Christ. Is your faith proven? Can the world see that you are a follower, an obedient disciple of Jesus Christ? Or are you a fake? Are you just a churchgoer and a person who confesses Jesus but does not really know him? Do you know and follow Jesus? Do you truly believe? May Jesus bless you.